Welcome to the Life Songs blogcast. Hey, I'm Josh, and this is my blog, Sanctity of Life. National Sanctity of Human Life Day was Sunday. My mother-in-law, hey, Miss Linda, I love you, is very involved in Right to Life and a variety of services and ministries dedicated to revoking abortion laws and caring for moms who would otherwise seek out abortions. She is incredibly passionate about it. Sometimes that passion comes out in flashes of anger, as we are all prone to do when we get fired up, especially over life and death issues. I truly believe she would start a fist fight if challenged on the issue of abortion. To her, it's worth fighting for, and that's saying something because she weighs maybe 100 pounds soaking wet. I agree with her that abortion is wrong. It's a clinical medical term used to hide the painful reality that out of fear, the world has made it legal and socially acceptable to kill the unborn for convenience sake. It is tragic. The statistics are numbing and painful, but like all sin, it is forgivable. It is redeemable. The sanctity of human life extends from conception to death. The life of the unborn, the life of an adopted teenager, the life of a prisoner, the life of a doctor who performs abortions, the life of a terrorist who plows through crowded streets in the name of Allah, the life of a transgender person wanting to pick a bathroom at Target. All of these lives, every age, race, and gender, are sacred. Getting uncomfortable? Me too. We all naturally look for that cutoff point. Jesus loved on Samaritans, prostitutes, tax collectors, Gentiles. He demonstrated the sanctity of human life over the punishment permitted in the law when he said, "Let he who is without sin cast the first stone." As someone who's been following Christ to the best of my ability for nearly 30 years, I'm guilty of frequently forgetting what it felt like to be without Jesus. I forget the sweet relief of realizing just how much he loves me. I forget the tortured loneliness and numbing emptiness where the Spirit of the living God now resides. Maybe those feelings are still fresh in your life, or perhaps you continually wrestle with them throughout life. That's okay. King David wrestled with those very issues, and from that pain, we got the gift of the Psalms. In honor of the National Sanctity of Human Life Day, I want to remind you that you are wonderfully made. You are special. You were worth dying for, and you are loved. No matter who you are, you are sacred, sanctified, set apart for God.